Welcome to Sportsmen of Colorado, Colorado's premier outdoor radio show, heard every Saturday afternoon on KLZ 560 with insights on hunting, fishing, archery, guns, and ammo from Colorado's top outfitters, featuring the industry's leading experts on how to enhance your experience in the great outdoors. Now, here's your host, Scott Whatley.
Good afternoon and welcome to Sportsmen of Colorado. We want to thank you so much for joining us today. Hope everyone is enjoying this great Saturday. Now, if you're listening to us on Sunday, you are listening to a replay of our show as we speak right now. So you can't call in. We'll be giving out the number. But thank everyone for joining us. Be sure and check out our website, sportsmenofcolorado.com. We have a bragging gallery. We're getting more and more people sending us their photos for that. So if you would like to be a part of our bragging gallery, all you got to do is send us a picture of your kill, your harvest.
That's right.
That's what most people say, your harvest.
Your harvest.
No, your kill or your catch, whatever the case may be. And send us some information about, you know, where you were, a little story about it, and we will get you posted on our website. And that other voice you hear is my partner, Kevin Flesh. Kevin's sitting in today for Red, and Red is in Texas, and Kevin Flesh is no stranger to our show, as well as our Haystack show. Kevin's an attorney in town. So, Kevin, how are you, sir?
I'm fantastic.
Good to have you in today.
Yes, I got the boat out this morning. So.
Oh, did you? Wow.
Yeah. So it's been a good day so far, and it's still not half over yet.
Absolutely. Well, if you want to make it a real good day, get out to Lynn Lyle Chevrolet and buy yourself a new Silverado. Let's connect with our good friend Dan Johnson. Dan, how are you, stranger?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good, man. You are so busy on Saturdays, we can't ever get you on the show anymore.
I apologize. You know how I am. I'm fairly active in the dealership, and it seems like every time you call me, I'm sitting in front of some people trying to sell something.
No, absolutely. But, hey, that's good news for you, and we want to thank Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. Our show is made possible. You know, we have several sponsors, but Lynn Lyle Chevrolet has been one that stepped up to help us even get going and continue to support our show, and we appreciate that very much. And, Kevin, you've got a great success story from Lynn Lyle.
I do. I picked up our Yukon today. It was at your shop for about 6 weeks with a ton of hail damage on it, and it looks spectacular. Johnny and your guys did a fantastic job and had a nice conversation with him. And I just want to say to all of our listeners out there, if you've got any sort of issues with the vehicle, but especially their body shop, go to Lynn Lyle, because the conversation that I had with Johnny this morning was really fun, because he was talking about some difficulties that they're having with the insurance companies. And, you know, I deal with insurance companies all the time.
Right.
And we commiserated a little bit about that. And Lynn Lyle goes above and beyond, and they did it on our vehicle too, where we had some extra damage, where they got a hold of the adjuster and worked something out with them so that they could really give a quality experience to the consumer. And I was very pleased with all the folks that worked on our deal, and I was able to pull the boat this morning and get it out after I picked up the Yukon at Dan's shop. So I really appreciate that, Dan.
Oh, well, thank you. I saw him cleaning it yesterday, and I said, take good care of that guy. He's going to talk about me.
I told Johnny that I would say good things about you on the radio today.
But, so. Dan, we may get him in line over there. He said it looks like a 2015 on the outside, but a 2007 on the inside.
So, that's right.
Yeah, we're going to need to upgrade here pretty soon.
Yeah, absolutely. What's going on at Lynn Lyle this weekend?
Well, you know, I haven't been on the show, but Silverado's, 15% sounds, you know, some people doesn't sound like much, but if you put a pencil to it, it's about $8,000 off a Silverado, and you know that's a heck of a deal.
Sure.
And I got a bunch of them, and I'm, you know, April's winding down, and you know the book says buy a car the last weekend of the month, and here we are. So come on out.
All right. Well, I tell you, there's not a dealership that I endorse except Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, and Dan has been tremendous for us, and I've sent a ton of people out there, and every one of them have been extremely happy, whether it's buying a new one, buying a pre-owned car, or the body shop, they will get you taken care of. So, Dan, thank you very much, my friend, and hopefully we'll get some folks come out there and say hello to you.
Oh, great. Thanks, guys. Have a good weekend.
All right. That's Dan Johnson, Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, 14500 East Colfax. Their number is 303-344-3100. If you get out there, make a point and see Dan. And one thing I love about the way he does business, his office is a glass office right inside the door. You can't miss him. Just walk in there and tell him you heard him on Sportsman of Colorado. Let's go to the phones. And, Patty, thank you so much for holding the Outdoorsman Attic. Patty Paddock, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am doing well. You know, this new location I'm pretty excited about, and I know it kind of, you never want to relocate. I mean, you know, it's just a lot of headache, but I know it didn't hit you at a good time, but I'm telling you, I love the location. I love the store, the layout, and then once you get the basement finished there, it's going to give you guys truly a super store.
Yes, it will. It'll give us twice as much room as the older store, and we have a lot of parking all around the building. So we're very excited. When it's all said and done, it will be probably the end of May when everything is the basement, the signage, all that is completed. But, yes, we're excited for this new space. It's right off of 285. Closest is like 285 and Federal.
Right.
So, yeah.
And that was the Camera Trader building. Is that
what
that was? Okay.
A lot of people know it by the old Camera Trader building.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Now, we get new listeners from, you know, hopefully every week. So those that are not familiar with your store, give us just a brief idea of who you are and what you do.
Okay, we are a consignment store, basically, but we also have new items, and it's only for camping, hunting, fishing, and firearms. And so it's rather unique. People are always either downsizing or upgrading their gear, and they don't know what to do with it, and so they bring it to us, and we will sell it for them. Now, of course, we can always order any new gun that they want, but we do consign firearms as well as tents, fishing poles, you know, you name it. Anything that has to do with camping, hunting, fishing, and firearms.
Now, if you see anything show up over there that has my name in it and my wife brings it in, be sure and call me, okay?
Okay. Unless she said that it shrunk in the dryer.
Yeah.
Okay?
I don't know what it is about camo stuff. It does shrink every couple of years. I don't know
what the problem is
with that material. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, now with Bluebell going off the market
right here
for a little bit,
you're okay.
I'll probably go back in my smaller sizes.
Yeah.
Also, we do have some brand new camo gun cases, and for under $17. You know, they range in price from $12 to, I think, $16.95. And so we have a lot of those in case anybody's looking for a camo gun case. And this week we do have 22 long rifle in stock.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah.
That's been a while.
Kevin, take the rest of the show. I'll be right back. I'll pick us up some.
Exactly.
Yes, but with the new store, when the basement is finished, we'll have two floors, and we will have a bait tank down there. The belly boats, the canoes, the kayaks, and the tents will be set up. And so, yes, it'll be a lot of fun.
Well, good.
It'll be a lot of fun.
Well, this is the Outdoorsman Attic. Now, if you go to our website, sportsmanofcolorado.com, you will see a tab for resource guide. If you click that, it will bring you up all the pages of the guide. It's about 40 pages. There is an ad in there for the Outdoorsman Attic, but that has the prior address. But they will still honor the coupons that they placed in that, and that's good for all of 2015. So go to the website, sportsmanofcolorado.com, click the resource guide, look for the Outdoorsman Attic. They're located at 2650 West Hamden in Sheridan. Their number is 303-781-3626. And right now we have it slated. We're going to be doing a live remote there May 30th from there, kind of kicking off the grand opening. And so we'll be talking more about that. We're going to have some pretty cool drawings and prizes and a whole bunch of neat things for there. So, Patty, thank you guys for all your support. And I'm sure I'll see you this week.
Okay. Thank you so much. You have a great weekend.
All right. You as well. That's Patty Paddock. And Kevin, you've been there too.
Yeah. I was just going to say that the thing with their store is unlike a lot of the other big box stores and things like that, their inventory turns over and it's always different. So, you know, if you have an extra 5 or 10 minutes to go in there on your way passing by on 285, stop in and cause I've gone in there and the inventory is always something different.
Yeah.
And
you never know what's going to walk in. It's kind of like these Pawn Stars
shows.
It's
awesome.
You don't know. You never know what you're going to see.
Exactly. Especially the guns, because they get a lot of guns that turn over and people bring guns in a lot. So if you're looking for a particular model or just, you know, you've been thinking about maybe another 12 gauge or 20 gauge or just some specialty thing that you're looking for, you never know, they may have it. So
right, and they also do transfer, so if you find a gun on the internet and you want to send it through the proper channels,
exactly,
you can go out there and see them at the Outdoorsman Attic. Again, their new address is 2650 West Hamden Avenue in Sheridan. Their number is 303-781-3626. Our good friend Wynn with Colorado Outdoor Sports, we were talking last night, and so, and Kevin, you know Wynn as
yep,
well,
absolutely.
And he wanted me to offer a special deal for him. He was tied up today and couldn't be on the show.
He's probably out turkey hunting or something.
Yeah, he didn't tell me. He didn't go into detail,
yeah.
So I'm going to have to figure out what was going on. But they have a membership with their Colorado Outdoor Sports, and he wanted to offer half off for the first three callers. Now, what's the starting price? All right. This is, to me, is a great value. $495 is the membership price. So it's half off. So you got a $250 value. All you have to do is be one of the first three callers. So I'll tell you what we're going to do, because I've got a code phrase that you've got to tell him when you call. We're making this top secret.
There you go.
Well, I don't know. You can break into the White House pretty quick, it looks like.
That's true. So, you got a gyrocopter. You can go just about
exactly.
anywhere.
Exactly. So call us, 303-477-5600. Charlie will take your name and number. Then I will call you right after the show and give you Wynn's number and what you need to tell him. So this is half off of a membership, so it's a $250 value. And here's the way it works. He has an online reservation system to where you can go hunt and fish. And if you just want a fishing membership, I believe those are $295, and I'm sure he'll give you half off of that as well. And it's monthly dues are $79, but this gives you, for upland game, waterfowl, small game, predator hunting, no mountain lion is included in that, but a lot of great access to land, because that's one of the things that's becoming more difficult, is finding places that you can go and hunt, and you pull up there, you get there in the morning, there's guys already there, whatever the case may be. So you can go on the online system, you reserve that, and you're the only one hunting that property on that day. And if you reserve it for the weekend, you reserve it for the weekend. So again, it's $495, but if you'll give us a call, 303-477-5600, give Charlie your name and number, I will call you right after the show. Wynn's going to offer half off on that, and he's got some other special deals where he's got some youth hunts available, where if you do a family membership, and I'll have to get Wynn to explain that, how that works with you, but the kids can hunt does and cows for free. And so terrific deal. You can check out their website, coloradooutdoorsports.com, but if you want one of those memberships at half off, this is for three people. You got to call now, 303-477-5600. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Sergio and Jill Alcazar. You're going to talk. All right. We're going to be talking about the Ducks Unlimited Banquet in Highlands Ranch. That is going to be coming up. We're going to be a part of that as well. And just a terrific event, and that's going to be coming up, and we're going to be giving you more information on that right after this break. This is Sportsman of Colorado.
Tired of going into a gun shop after hearing an ad only to find they have only a few guns and no ammo? Get into the zone, the Reloading Zone. From handguns to ARs, the Reloading Zone has it all. Need to get your concealed carry permit? Reloading Zone has a few openings this month. Call now, 303-431-GUNS. That's 303-431-4867. Check out their website, thereloadingzone.com. Get into the zone. The Reloading Zone.
Hi, Dan Johnson, General Manager of Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. And if you're trying to sell your car or truck, be careful of online advertising. There's lots of scammers and criminals that make their living on the internet. Lynn Lyle Chevrolet will pay top dollar for your used vehicle in just 15 minutes, and the money is good. On the web at LynnLyleChevy.com.
Have you been involved in an auto accident, slip and fall, or any other personal injury? I'm Kevin Flesh with Flesh Law, and I've been protecting victims' rights for over 17 years. If you want aggressive representation that will get you the money you deserve, then call me at 303-884-1037 or visit my website at fleshlaw.com. That's Flesh, F-L-E-S-C-H. I will give you the personal service you deserve, starting with a free consultation. Call me, 303-884-1037 or visit me at fleshlaw.com.
This is Red Merrill for Phoenix Weaponry. Phoenix Weaponry is a weapon manufacturer that services the firearm enthusiast. From precision ARs to suppressors, Phoenix Weaponry can make your dreams come true. Phoenix Weaponry is a full-service gun shop that offers gunsmithing, coating, and modifications to your own weapon. Phoenix Weaponry, family-owned and operated right here in Colorado. If you can dream it, Phoenix Weaponry can build it. Call today, 720-340-2496. Again, that's 720-340-2496. Or visit their website, phoenixweaponry.com. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and receive 10% off your custom-built weapon.
Haystack Help Radio can now be heard at noon weekdays on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley alongside Kevin Flesch. If you have any questions, 303-477-5600. If you got any great, successful turkey hunting stories, we're up for turkey hunting. Sergio is going to be out today with his wife, Jill, and looked like the rain was going to get him down in a little bit. I've been out a couple of times just for a few hours when I can break away during the week, and no luck yet, but I've been seeing a lot of great pictures on Facebook. So if you got a good story for us, hopefully a successful one, or if you made a mistake and you want to tell us all how you made a mistake so we don't make it, give us a call, 303-477-5600. Well, I'd like to introduce Sergio and Jill Alcazar. I've actually known these people a lot longer than we both realized we knew each other. We actually met several years back. I bought a print from Ducks Unlimited. You know, you walk in some of the sporting goods stores, Kevin, there's the print there, and I bought one, went to their house, paid them for it, met them years ago, and then we kind of reconnected over the last couple of years and developed a great friendship relationship, and these folks are highly active in the hunting community and outdoor world, and you know, I think it's very cool that Jill's a part of that as well, and so we're going to spend the rest of the show on how you got that done, bud. How do you get your wife to let you go hunting all the time,
That's man? Right.
So we'll talk about that a little bit. But let's talk about, and first of all, guys, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming in. Let's talk about Ducks Unlimited. And let's talk about, first of all, you know, how you got involved with it, Sergio.
Well, I've been involved with Ducks Unlimited probably since I was 7 years old. My grandpa and my dad bought me my first membership, Green Wing membership for kids. And then I started being involved as a committee member in Colorado almost 15 years ago. I have been area chairman of Littleton, treasurer for Littleton, and now I do the SBA program, which are the prints that you see in some of the local stores in Park Meadows, etc. I'm currently in the Ducks Unlimited board for Ducks Unlimited Mexico as well. So I'm highly involved, and I'm very excited to support a conservation organization of that caliber. Most of the money that you contribute to that organization goes directly to the ground for waterfowl conservation and wetlands. So it's not only for hunters, it's for conservationists, fishermen, any outdoor person that enjoys the outdoors.
Yeah. And marshlands.
Marshlands as well, absolutely.
Right. So tell us a little bit about the event that's going to be coming up. We're looking forward to being a part of that as well, but tell us a little bit what's going to be going on.
Well, we're very excited. This is the 10th year for Highlands Ranch. Highlands Ranch is one of the top committees in the country. And the one of the top committees in the state as well. We normally raise about $100,000 a night for the banquet night.
Wow.
And this year we're extremely excited. We have a variety of trips for golfers, fishermen. I can name a few here that are very, very, very good. We're going to have a Costa Rica fishing trip, a Bahamas fishing trip.
Sounding good,
Kevin. So far, I'm there.
So far, it's good.
Yeah, you had me at Costa Rica.
There you go. We're going to have also a trip for Argentina for doves, a golf foursome for the sanctuary, which is very, very popular every year. It does very well for us. If you're a NASCAR fan, we're going to have also a NASCAR package as well, fly fishing trips, duck and goose hunting trips as well. Lots of gear for women, for men, for kids. And it's going to take place on May 7th at the Liniger Building, formerly known as the Wildlife Experience.
Right.
Doors will open at 5 o'clock. And tickets will probably sell out, as most years. So I would encourage folks to just get online and buy their tickets, ducksunlimited.org, or look at our Facebook page for Highlands Ranch Ducks Unlimited.
Okay.
And one of the things this year that is very exciting is that every kid that comes into the banquet is going to come out with some really nice, cool stuff and gear. And the tickets are $15 for kids. That includes their membership, their meal, and a great prize to take home as well. Every year there is a surprise for the kids to take home. So it's
well, that's cool because, I mean, that's one of our things with Sports from Colorado. We really want to push is, you know, getting kids involved and keeping them involved. Because if we don't, most of us older guys are getting older, you know.
Yeah.
And that's the only way that's going to keep going, man, to get them out there and get them involved with it.
And have them understand what it is that the organization does for the resource and how important it is. You know, I mean, these banquets are fantastic opportunities for the kids in that sort of environment to see what they do, and it's a fun event. There's a lot going on, and they really, mine have enjoyed just the experience. And so that's great. I mean, to really be inviting to them is really important for that next generation to be involved.
So you can go to the website, ducksunlimited.org. You can check out the Facebook page and look out for the Highlands Ranch chapter. There's also a phone number here, Pete Sexton. 303-905-0247. That's 303-905-0247. And just, they're going to have a ton of things there for silent auction items, live auction items. Sergio just went through a lot of the trips, and it is going to be a terrific, terrific event. And again, a very good cause. And Jill, again, we got to get you involved here, okay? So, let's talk about how all this works. You know, a couple of things I want to talk to you about. One is, when you talk about just being in the outdoors and hunting, that means guns. So as a mom, so many moms I meet, you know, I don't mind my husband, but no guns in the house. I mean, whatever. You've got kids. Yes. How did you guys go about that with just having firearms in the house, I assume, and going through those talks where, you know, they're not afraid of them, but yet I'm sure there's a respect for them.
There is a huge respect.
Right. So how did you guys go through all that and managing that?
For me, I grew up, and my dad's a big collector of guns. So I grew up with guns, but I didn't shoot them. I didn't go out with my dad. So when I married Sergio and he had this huge collection of guns, it wasn't such a big surprise to me to accept them because I grew up respecting them. So I figure he respected them. We're going to bring our kids into this world, and they're also going to respect them. So I took the hunter safety class at the same time that our daughter did, and I believe she was 8, 9. And she passed. I passed. She has a huge respect for guns. We know where to keep them. They're locked up with the ammunition, so everything is safe. So
do moms ever, I mean, they know what you guys do.
They do. Okay. Yeah, and I've been questioned before because one of Sergio's hunting buddies, the mom actually has a hard time with her husband taking the kids out hunting. And for me, I think it's a good thing. It gets them out. They respect the outdoors. They learn to respect themselves. Handling a firearm, it gives them self-esteem to know that this is a weapon, and they can hurt someone with it. So if they have that respect, they can teach their kids and their friends.
Yeah,
that's
so
guns,
important.
Guns are not bad. It's the people that misuse them and don't respect them and don't know how to use them. Those are the ones that you need to look out for.
Right.
Yeah, and I don't know, as a kid growing up, you know, we did a bunch of duck hunting, and there's just something about going out with your parent and doing those sorts of things that just instills in you a lifelong just love of that sort of sport.
Absolutely.
And I think if we don't have that, we were not going to have as many passionate people if they don't learn as a kid sort of those sorts of things and the importance of that way of life. And so.
And, you know, I think, I don't know, maybe I'm the only dad out there, but that's where I have a lot of huge regret with my son.
Yeah.
I was working. When I would go, you know, he might be doing something, whatever, so I'd go with Bud. And
it's a hassle.
Yeah. And those, yeah, they're like, dude, really? It's cold out here, you know? And so it is something to where you look back and you think, man, because now I look on Facebook and I see these sons and, you know, their dads and hunting together. And that is one thing.
Daughters too.
Yeah, and daughters too. Yeah, Kevin's got daughters. Yeah. That is one thing that I, you know, man, I'm going to regret. you know, because I can't get those times back. I can still do them, but I can't get those times back. Right. So, you know, you got to put the cell phone down. You got to put the iPads down. Get out there in the outdoors, enjoy it. And, but you know, there's some things you got to be smart at too. You can't, you know, take a kid out for the first time and it's 24 degrees below zero.
Yep.
Okay. Or you're in the right Sitka gear and you got them in their jeans and tennis shoes. All right. You got to make sure they got good gear. You know, don't take them out for, you know, where you're going to be, you know, you're not sure there's even game there, because that's where it gets boring. And Red talks about that with his dad fishing. I mean,
yep.
He said he'd make a little noise in the boat and his dad would take the boat over to the bank, tell him to get out, you know, because he was making too much noise. So, again, have the right spirit about it. And if you're taking them hunting, you know what? Take them hunting. Leave your gun at home, you know. Let that be their experience. So there's a lot of things. That's another whole show about how to do it with kids. And I'm saying a lot of those just because mistakes, you know I made or didn't do. Unfortunately, that's where some of our advice comes from today.
Well, and the great thing about these banquets, the DU banquet, is that the kids will be able to see things through the trips and through all the things that they're auctioning off and the conversations and that begin some questioning about, oh, what, you know, just things that you wouldn't learn necessarily in one sitting, going out and sitting in a goose blind or duck hunting for a morning. It's a pretty neat experience. So
absolutely. That's the Ducks Unlimited. Again, for a number for tickets, 303-905-0247, 303-905-0247. And that is going to be at the Wildlife Experience Building, what most of us know out there off of Lincoln and I-25. We've got to take a short break. Come back. We're going to visit a little bit more with Sergio and Jill. We're also going to be talking a little bit later here in the show with Austin Parr from Discount Tackle. We're going to tell you about a snake avoidance clinic with Cabela's that's coming up. And then we'll end out today with Phil Mendoza from No Limits Archery. If you got any questions, give us a call. We've still got another slot left for that half-price membership. Give us a call, 303-477-5600.
For over 30 years, Academy Roofing has been serving Colorado with great customer service. Let me tell you why I am so happy that I chose Academy Roofing. They were efficient, on time, and their cleanup was perfect after my roof was completed. As an A-plus member with the Better Business Bureau, Academy Roofing brings the knowledge and experience you need in a roofing contractor. Call now, 303-360-0708, or visit academyroofinginc.com. At Academy Roofing, your roof is our reputation. Academy Roofing is an official registered company of haystackhelp.com.
Are you tired of not having a place to hunt or fish? Or maybe you just don't know where to even start to find your next outdoor adventure? This is Kevin Flesch for Colorado Outdoor Sports. Since 2001, Colorado Outdoor Sports has been providing outdoor opportunities to sportsmen with the benefits that only private land can offer. Colorado Outdoor Sports offers over 40,000 acres of private land. Kids under 16 hunt does and cows for free on club property. Call now, 303-460-0273. That's 303-460-0273. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and receive 50% off the initiation fee. Call now, 303-460-0273, or visit their website. Call now, 303-460-0273, or visit their website, ColoradoOutdoorsports.com.
This is Scott Watley for my friends at Rampart Firearms in Sedalia. This is a great store, family owned and operated. They buy, sell, trade, and consign firearms. You will find a great selection of new and pre-owned handguns, shotguns, and rifles. If you can't find the gun you want, Rampart Firearms will special order your gun at no extra cost. Found a gun on the internet? Rampart Firearms will do one firearm transfer and the background check for only $10 if you mention Sportsman of Colorado. Rampart Firearms, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050. Located at Highway 66. In Santa Fe in Sedalia. Rampart Firearms opens 7 days a week. 720-468-0050.
The Colorado Conservatives Wake Up Call. Wake up with Randy Corcoran. 5 to 8 weekday mornings on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley, along with Kevin Flesch. We've got Jill and Sergio Alcazar in studio. We're going to be talking with them just another minute here. There's a great event coming up at Cabela's, the Lone Tree Store, and then at the Thornton Store. It's going to be May 30th at Lone Tree, May 31st at the Thornton store. This is a snake avoidance clinic for your dogs. All right? We want everybody to avoid snakes, but this is for your dogs. This is going to be, a great, great event. There is a cost. It's $55 per dog. Now, there's an email that gentleman gave me here, but I tell you what, if you just want to call the station here, 303-477-5600, if you want more information on that, I will give that to you. But that is going to be May 30th and the 31st. So May 30th, Lone Tree. May 31st is at the Thornton store. And Sergio, you said you did this with your dog, and because you almost got into a bad incident.
Yeah, absolutely. I recommend it to everybody. I have a lab puppy that I'm training for hunting, and I take walks with my puppy around Highlands Ranch, around the trails in Highlands Ranch, and twice in the last 12 months, we have almost been struck by a rattlesnake, like literally very, very close call. So something that I recommend to do it with your dog, probably once or twice, not only once.
Absolutely.
Go through the training.
Now let's take a couple minutes, and Austin, hang on with us just a second. You're involved in some other things of hunting where you promote in some other countries and all that. So tell us about that.
Yeah. One of the things that I do as well, besides my business, is I do represent one Argentinian company here in the United States for trips for fishing, dog hunting, big game, doves. We've been doing that for about 4 or 5 years, and we normally actually go down to Argentina every year or every 2 years. It's a family place to go, right? I mean,
yeah. Absolutely.
My wife goes with me,
hacienda,
Jill.
Nice hacienda, great food.
It's the trip that I've done down to Argentina dove hunting. We had a blast, and the people are very nice. The resource, of course, relating to the doves is incredible. So I'm guessing the same experience that you have, and then all the other natural resources of fishing is supposed to be spectacular. I'd like to get down there to do some golden Dorado fishing.
But well, now we know a guy.
I know.
I love when people
see how this
I know
happens.
A guy.
Yeah.
I know a guy.
I know a guy.
Right. Let me go back and mention that clinic for the Snake Avoidance Clinic. That is put on by the Rocky Mountain Sporting Dog Club. So Rocky Mountain Sporting Dog Club, you can check out their website. But if you want more information, or you can call Cabela's, I'm sure, but you can call us here at the station. I'll call you after the show, 303-477-5600. That is $55 per dog. Let's go to Austin Parr with Discount Tackle. Austin, how are you, my friend?
Doing good, Scott. How are you?
Y'all catching any fish down there?
Not today, but yesterday sure was pretty darn good out on Chatfield.
Oh. Was it? Oh.
It was a nice day yesterday, wasn't it?
It was a good day, but however, it seemed like the bite really did pick up when that storm front started pushing over the hills and that wind picked up.
So yeah.
The bite really turned on as soon as that happened.
Nice. So you were busy last week with a whole bunch of folks in the store, so you couldn't come into the studio and talk to us, and I'm guessing that's what's going on today as well.
Doing the same thing down here today. Everybody's really getting in that mood, especially with this nice weather coming and the nice forecast coming on the horizon.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about what's going on with what you're seeing the walleyes doing, and then maybe talk about one of the techniques that you're looking forward to using as we get into summer as well.
Absolutely. So right now we're still in a pretty transitional time period. Yesterday we caught both fish that seemed to be moving out onto some of the open humps, as well as fish that were still spawning. We had a couple of males milk on us still. So it definitely seemed like the fish are still in that transitional time period, but we are still seeing some fish start to move up onto some of the humps, particularly the roadbed out there right now.
Nice. And so what's working right now with regard to the transition and then them moving to the humps? Are you going to more of a jigging approach or the sort of the drop shotting that we talked about last week?
Right now, the fish are pretty darn spread out. So especially when you start seeing them on the humps, we were marking a fish, you know, every 20 or 30 yards, if not even a little bit further. So the technique I really like to use right now is pulling crawler harnesses over those humps. So the fish are really tight to the bottom. They're difficult to see on the sonar, and you're really just looking for kind of a density change instead of actually seeing that bottom separation from that fish.
Yeah, because you won't actually see the change, I'm assuming, when the fish is there, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough to see them. You really have to be tuned in on it. So you have to just be looking for that little bit of a density change. And some of the high-dollar sonars, like some of my Lowrance that I wind up using, the down imaging really does work well for that in the fact that it shows you some of that bottom separation that a standard sonar does not.
Nice.
So when we're fishing that, I like to run a lot of crawler harnesses this time of year on Lindy rigs. So what that means is I am running a slip sinker, typically in a half ounce, and I like to run it in the walking Lindy style. I'm going to a swivel and then running a crawler harness. So I'm running a two-hooked rig, typically with a blade on the front of it. So I like to have something with a little bit of flash. And the reason being is these fish are so spread out right now that having a little bit of flash really does draw them from a little bit of a distance. You seem to definitely pick up a lot more fish on those blades than you do just a plain hook.
So describe a little bit. So we're talking about, if people don't know what a crawler harness is, let's talk about that and sort
Absolutely.
Of the and then also sort of when you say a blade, let's talk about sort of the setup for these, maybe the beads and anything else that you're using this
Absolutely.
Time of year to get those fish to sort of key on your bait.
So once again, I'm running a half-ounce Lindy weight, which is kind of a banana-shaped weight. I'm feeding that up on my line and letting it run loosely on my line. Then I'm going to a barrel swivel. I like typically about a size 7, which is giving you a big enough swivel to make it so that weight does not slide over that swivel. From that, I am a big proponent of long leaders. So I'm taking a piece of fluorocarbon and going anywhere from 8 to 10 feet on my leader. So really a good long leader. And what a crawler harness basically is having a blade, which is either an Indiana or a Colorado blade typically, fairly small in size. You can go down all the way down to double zeros, all the way up to 3s and 4s. But I'm feeding that on first, running a series of beads in different colors to match my blades, anywhere from 5 to 7 beads typically. And then if I'm running a crawler harness, I will have a front hook that is tied on a snell, and then go back to a secondary hook so I can have a hook right in the front and the tail of that crawler.
So when you're talking about an 8 or 10 foot length of leader, the idea is that that Lindy rig then is lifting that amount of line up, 6-8 inches, but then it's falling down as you've got the longer leader. So it's almost on the bottom when you're running
it's
that spinner.
Very close to being on the bottom.
Got
and then I'm running a speed from, you know, around a half a mile an hour, give or take, and just really going slowly over the top of some of those humps. Those, like I said, those fish are right on the top of those humps, and they're dragging their bellies on the hump practically.
Yep.
And having your bait really close to the bottom definitely makes a lot more strikes happen for sure.
And what sort of strikes are you having these days? I mean, is it just a sort of a pickup, or are they actually hitting it pretty hard?
These crawler harnesses, a lot of times you just feel a lot of weight, and you really have to be keyed in on how much resistance it's winding up taking when you're sitting there kicking on the bottom. All of a sudden, you'll kind of feel just a little bit of extra weight. And I kind of describe it to clients as having like a wet towel on the end of your line all of a sudden, something that's coming with you, but there's weight still. So you'll want to feed that fish a little bit of line. And instead of really setting the hook, you want to just sort of sweep it forward, just kind of give them tension all of a sudden. And that's where I see a lot of my clients miss fish. If they feel that hit, they know it's there, but they set that hook too hard and wind up pulling the hooks right out of that fish's mouth every single time.
That's a great point, too, with the long leader, and you're probably using pretty long rods as well, so you really want to just sweep that so that you get a good hook set, not a hard punk to their mouth, but a just good, solid hook set, right?
Just a good, solid, sweeping hook set. I typically run rods in the 7-foot range in a medium light, and the reason I like those is that they have a nice, soft tip to be able to feel that light weight on there, but have enough backbone still to be able to come tight on that fish. If you use too stiff of a rod, it's difficult to feel that additional weight. So I like having a nice soft tip on the end of my rod.
Austin, take a minute and tell us about some of your trips and some of the trips that are available for us to come out and fish with you.
Absolutely. So I am running day and night trips right now on Chatfield Reservoir, 8-hour trips. And I am targeting walleyes and smallmouth out there. And, you know, basically I try and tailor the trip to the client's needs. You know, if they want to just go catch a lot of fish, we can do that. Or if they want to dial in on a specific technique, I love to do that as well. So, like I said, I do early morning trips as well as night trips, trolling. Still, that's still going on a little bit right now. But for one person, I run at 300. For two people, I run at 400. And the third person is at 525.
Fantastic. And we were talking mostly about walleyes here, but are you starting to see the smallies come up in the riprap at all?
Yesterday I targeted that a little bit. I have some clients tomorrow that want to do just smallmouth, and I was on the dam running some slip bobbers and some tubes, and ironically I was actually catching quite a few walleye with those smallmouth at the same time, still on a little bit of a spawn mode, but I was seeing them on the riprap, and that was we definitely got quite a few good numbers of some decent fish yesterday.
Nice.
Well, Kevin, we got to get out there.
Yes, we do.
All right. so I can understand this Greek that's gone on for the last 12 minutes.
And I think one of the things we do need to say is, Austin, you're available at the store today, and certainly you're there quite a bit. People have questions, you know, we're trying to talk about a specific topic each week to give people just an understanding of the different techniques that are out there.
Right.
Relating to the warm water fishing in particular, and the crawler harnesses is something you can use everywhere,
over the place.
Right, and if you do have some questions about those things and the things that you need to make up the harnesses, you guys have everything at Discount Tackle.
We just got a huge shipment of all different colors of blades and beads and components as well, so we're all dialed in for that.
Scott, the only way that I can describe this with all the different beads and all the different blades, it's like a jewelry set that you can start.
Well, Jill's like over there. She's smiling more and more. Are you talking about beads and blades?
It's one of those things where, you know, if you do have boys or girls that are interested in those sorts of things, it's a really fun setup for them, because then you can use worms, and of course kids love to deal with worms or artificials or whatever, and it's pretty interactive, and there's so many different ways that you can set these things up.
And as I mentioned earlier with our resource guide, if you'll go to our website, sportsmanofcolorado.com, click on the resource guide. There's a great ad in there for Discount Tackle, and Austin has some great coupon offers in there as well. But stop in, ask for him, see him. I promise you they'll take good care of you. They're right there on Santa Fe, and that is Discount Tackle. So, Austin, thank you very much, my friend, and we'll catch you next time.
Thank you guys so much for having me.
All right.
See ya.
Before our break, and Phil, hold on just a moment for us, but we're going to have this gentleman on next week. I've been trading some emails back and forth, but real quick, and I don't want to give away the whole story, but last fall, a gentleman was in Montana hunting with his brother. He shoots an elk. The brother stays there with the elk. He leaves for 20 minutes, comes back to get a tractor to get the carcass.
Yeah, just basically move the elk.
Yeah. He had filled out his tag in its entirety and properly, but he had not put it on the elk yet. The game warden decided, Barney 5, sounds like.
With the binoculars watching the whole thing.
Yeah, binoculars watching the whole thing, stepped up and said, "Why didn't you tag your elk?" And the guy says, "Well, I've got my tag right here." And he says, "Well, it says on there you're supposed to tag it immediately." Well, 20 minutes, immediately,
right.
Whatever. So now they confiscated the guy's elk, fined him $2,000.
Tried to.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, they did.
Oh, okay.
They did fine him.
Oh, they did.
And then,
that's right, the criminal charges.
Yeah, and then they took the elk. Now, they did give him the antlers back, the head back. But now they have since changed the law because of this. A Senator Jeff Essman out of Billings introduced House Bill 279, which clarified that an animal must be tagged before the hunter leaves the site of the kill or before the animal is transported from the kill site. And the bill sailed through both houses of legislature with overwhelming support. But they're not going back and doing anything for this guy.
No, right.
So, you know, normally, and Kevin, you hear a lot of stories as an attorney. You say, you know what, if what you're telling me is true.
Exactly.
All right.
And we're going to have him on, so we'll find out.
So I told him, look, if what you're telling me is true, and if what they're saying that they said is true, man, this guy got a raw deal.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, we're going to talk about that next week. Hang on, Phil Mendoza with No Limits Archery. This is Sportsman of Colorado. We'll be right back.
If you're looking for a place you're always welcome, let me recommend Kiowa Creek Sporting Club. Hi, this is Scott Watley. Just 20 miles east of Denver, Kiowa Creek has it all. A professionally designed sporting clays course, archery range, and year-round dog training fields. Be sure and leave time to relax in the spacious clubhouse. For all Kiowa Creek Sporting Club has to offer, call 303-644-4627 or check out their website, kiowacreek.com. Mention Sportsman of Colorado, and with your one-year membership purchase, you'll receive 100 free sporting clays. Call 303-644-4627. That's 303-644-4627. Kiowa Creek Sporting Club is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
If you want to save money on a new Chevrolet, you're making a big mistake if you don't shop Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. We have the lowest prices and the highest trade-in values. This month, we are offering 15% off most new Chevrolets. Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or on the web at lynnlylechevy.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Hi, this is Scott Whatley for my friends at One Shot Gear in Englewood. If you are a hunter, you know that after a full year of training, shooting, and planning, when the season rolls around, you're lucky to get one shot at a trophy. At One Shot Gear, they've got you covered with the largest selection of premium hunting gear in Colorado, like Blosser rifles, Sitka gear, and Night Force optics. The One Shot Gear team has the experience so they can help you find exactly what you need for the hunt of a lifetime. When only the best will do, choose One Shot Gear, located at 4720 South Santa Fe Circle in Englewood. One Shot Gear is your premium hunting gear headquarters. Call 303-284-3828. That's 303-284-3828. If Sitka makes it, One Shot Gear has it. They're the largest stocking dealer in Colorado. Ask for Grant. Tell him Sportsman of Colorado sent you. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and today only receive 10% off of all clothing and boots. One Shot Gear is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
Have you been involved in an auto accident, slip and fall, or any other personal injury? I'm Kevin Flesh with Flesh Law, and I've been protecting victims' rights for over 17 years. If you want aggressive representation that will get you the money you deserve, then call me at 303-884-1037 or visit my website at fleshlaw.com. That's Flesh, F-L-E-S-C-H. I will give you the personal service you deserve, starting with a free consultation. Call me 303-884-1037 or visit me at fleshlaw.com.
Freedom 560. Ken Clark. Weekday afternoons at 1 o'clock on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Whatley along with Kevin Flesh. We have Sergio and Jill Alcazar in studio with us. We've been promoting the Ducks Unlimited Banquet, Highlands Ranch. If you want more information on that, it's May 7th. Don't wait to get your ticket. You're going to wait, and it's going to be too late, and you can't get in. So give them a call, 303-905-0247. You can talk to Pete there, and Pete will get you fixed up for a ticket, 303-905-0247. Let's go to our good friend Phil Mendoza, No Limits Archery. Phil, how are you?
Good. How you doing, Scott?
We're doing great, man. Keeping you busy?
Oh, yeah. We're busy today.
Are you? I bet you got a lot of people out there, huh?
Good day with that. We're also starting to do the cleanup here and kind of phase out some of the old stuff before we move into our new place.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're going to be moving in June, right, or the end of May?
End of May, early June, yes, sir.
Well, that's going to be good. And that's Kevin Flesh. Kevin's in with us today.
Hey, Phil. Kevin.
Now, I'm sure you've been told this. People walk in, I want to become an archery hunter. So after that statement is made and you check their sanity, okay, tell us what happens after that. I mean, if a guy just says, lady, I want to get into this.
Yeah, we first try to identify if they're going to be looking at, just leisure target shooting, small game hunting or big game hunting or everything. And then based off of that, then we can try to fit them into some equipment that's going to take care of all their needs. I mean, it really starts with a lot of just communicating questions and answers and getting a feel for what the customer is looking to do with it. And then, like I said, we can start getting them fitted and point them in the right direction at that point.
Right. And, you know, for the and the more and more I'm around you guys and getting to meet more of the people involved in this, I don't think there is an off season, so to speak, just like in the NFL. It seems like, you know, these folks are always out shooting and doing different things. But, you know, I'm sure there are some that put the bow in the case, pull it out day before they go on again, think it should be fine. There's probably a problem with doing that, isn't there?
Yeah, I mean, there definitely is. There's so much with archery that, from your anchor points and just the fit to the bow, and it's such a feel thing that if you're not doing it regularly, then you lose that feel and that comfort factor that goes into it. So when you pick it back up, it may be close, but there's probably some adjusting that needs to be made. Maybe the shooter needs to adjust back to what their original form was, or maybe it's the bow that's come out of tune a little bit and the bow needs to be adjusted.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the thing that I've noticed is I don't do a whole lot of archery anymore, but as a kid and in high school and college, did a lot of it. You have to continually practice and continue to be one with that bow so that when you do get that opportunity to take a kill, that you're ready for it. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure, Scott, you found that with all of the hours of repetition and shooting.
And then I'll go out and shoot, and then I'll talk to one of Phil's friends. I shot 300 arrows yesterday. I'm like, my Lord, you're kidding me. So it does take practice, and these guys are involved. You've heard us talk about Train to Hunt, our friend Kenton Claremont, and Phil, by the way, is I think the reigning champion of the world with this. I mean, this guy has done it all and has won several of these events. But talk about the Train to Hunt just a minute and what's involved in that, Phil.
So, Train to Hunt's just a new way to the challenge series that they come about a couple, 3 years ago, that it really integrates, the Western bow hunter. I'm not saying the Eastern guys can't be fit or involved with this, but it really involves, the packing in or packing out an animal type setting with a heavy pack event. You've got the 3D shooting or the bow hunter 3D course where you're doing bow hunting scenario shots, and then the challenge course, which involves everything. You got a pack on your back, some weight in it. You're running, you're doing a physical challenge or physical activity like a tire drag, for example, and then you run out and shoot an arrow at a target. You move to the next station, another physical challenge, be it a sandbag. You got to lift the sandbag up over your shoulder and put it down, 15 times, and then move to the next station. So it really ties everything from your shooting, your physical preparation for hunting, and just being able to compete under pressure and help you out for your bow hunting endeavors.
And if people want to join that, they can just go to traintohunt.com, and Kenton actually sends an actual program, I guess, is an exercise per day?
Yeah, I believe it's 6 workouts per week. The 7th is a day off. He has it catered to 3 different levels, so kind of takes everybody in mind there. It's really great from the training perspective, because if you work out preparing for a train to hunt style event, traintohunt.com is the best place to help you prepare for that. And even if you're just looking for something to get you in better shape as a bow hunter for your bow hunting endeavors, it's a really great place to be, traintohunt.com.
Now, if you look on the back of our resource guide, you will see No Limits Archery. Again, you can go to our website, sportsmancolorado.com, and download that. But right now, they're still located at 4613 South Monaco. Their number's 303. North Monaco, I'm sorry. 303-270-0185. That's No Limits Archery. You know what? If you're thinking of a gift for someone,
Father's Day is coming up.
I'm telling you. That's why I said that.
Yeah.
I just hadn't made the Father's Day. This is a great thing. And plus, this is a terrific family event, no matter what the age, young or old. This is something kids, I'll tell you, I've been out there to Phil's place, and I've seen some small kids shooting and loving it.
Yeah.
And I mean, this is something. And we got about a minute left, Phil. Tell us a little bit what you do for some of the kids' events.
So we do have a youth program. Their tournaments, we have a tournament team, and we also have introductory classes that kind of get kids ready for a tournament or bow hunting. All that's going to turn over. Our new season starts, I believe. It's going to start with a new building end of June. So our website's going to get updated here as we move into the new place. It's going to have all the information for classes, lessons, hours, leagues, and boot camps, train to hunt style workouts with shooting that we do. We have another one this coming Saturday. Military discounts for new equipment. So we try to think about everybody and try to offer a little bit for everybody.
Right. So, there's big box stores around. You can kind of go to all these places. I'm telling you, when it comes to archery, you need to go to a place that's all they do. And they're experts, and I mean true experts at what they do. A great place to shoot, a great place to get your bow tuned up, great place to purchase a bow is No Limits Archery. Again, their number is 303-270-0185. If you get out there, be sure and tell them you heard about them on Sportsman of Colorado. And Phil, we will catch up with you soon, my friend, and thanks for all your help and support.
No problem, Scott. Talk to you soon.
All right. That's Phil Mendoza, No Limits Archery. Today's show is also brought to you by Stack Optical. Check out the Stack Sports Pack. Alan Stack has put together a pretty neat deal. You get these sunglasses made from him. They have the different pop-out lenses. He will do different tints for you to fit all of your outdoor situations. So whether it's golf, hunting, shooting, whatever it is, you've got one frame, and then you've got just the lenses that pop in. Now, here's the extra good value here. As I said, it's Stack Optical. So if you need some vision correction, you can take your firearm into Stack Optical, unloaded, please, and let them know you're going to be coming with a firearm. But Alan will kind of get at the other end, see how you're looking at the sight, whether it's an open sight or a scope, and he knows right where to put that optical correction for you. And I'm telling you, just a terrific, terrific package he has set up. It's called Stack Sports Pack. 303-321-1578 is the number. They're located at 3865 Cherry Creek Drive North. If you're going down Colorado Boulevard, you kind of know that big car wash is there. You just turn right there, and they're in the next building over, and that's 3865 Cherry Creek Drive North. And I've actually got a pair of the glasses he made for me, and love them, and they are very, very well worth it. So, Jill, Sergio, thank you guys for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Again, be sure and give them a call. Let's get this Ducks Unlimited Highlands Ranch Banquet sold out. 303-905-0247. May 30th, 31st, you got the Snake Avoidance Clinic at Cabela's, both stores there. If you want more information on that, you know, give us a call or just shoot me an email, scott@sportsmanofcolorado.com. Kevin Flesch, thank you, sir.
You bet you. It was good to be here again.
Hopefully you never need Kevin, but if you do, Kevin's a great attorney. Kevin's number is 303-806-8886, handles criminal issues. That's why he hangs out with me. And right. Personal injury. And but Kevin's a great guy and a great attorney and a great partner for us with us on the show. So for all my friends here and all of our sponsors, thank you. Thank you for joining us on Sportsman of Colorado. Hope everyone has a great, safe weekend. And we will talk to you next Saturday with more.
Opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker, commentators, hosts, their guests, and callers. They are not necessarily the views and opinions of Crawford Broadcasting or KLZ management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.